Mark Gibson and I had a memorable breakfast at a pancake house near Boston a few years ago. I actually met Mark when he was chief marketing officer in the mid-1990s at Compass Bank, now BBVA Compass. Mark has touched several banks as CMO, including New Alliance and Rockland Trust. He was at Rockland when he bought me those amazing pancakes. The other thing I found out during that conversation was how thoughtful he was about his craft. He's one of the most intelligent marketing pros I know. My friend Mary Beth Sullivan at Capital Performance Group saw that too, and she snatched him out of banking and into the world of consulting back in 2016. Today, Mark leads CPG's marketing consulting practice. He and his team assist financial institutions in taking a client-centric approach to marketing and sales, integrating personal banking, commercial banking, and wealth management capabilities into an integrated value proposition. Mark's predictions for 2018 in marketing and our Q&A at the end will help you plan for this year. Ladies and gentlemen, here's 10 minutes with Mark Gibson. Well, as I mentioned in the introduction, welcome to 10 Minutes with Mark. Mark Gibson has really shared his expertise for more than three decades in this marketing profession of his. He's worked in and with very large banks and community banks, and now as a consultant for this great consulting company, Capital Performance Group. He advises his clients about things like trends and strategies and how to plan and execute marketing initiatives. Mark, we're absolutely thrilled to have you. Talk to us a little bit about what happened in marketing last year and what you see on the horizon for 2018.
Sure, thanks, Jack. Well, the discipline of marketing continues to evolve rapidly, and this past year, we saw two megatrends come to a head: demand generation and digital advertising. The shift from brand marketing communications to demand generation, or what I like to call pay the bills marketing, has been brewing for quite some time. What's different now is that the majority of bank executives are holding marketables accountable for generating sales results. This orientation requires a different set of skills and, crucially, a close working relationship with the sales organization. And second, we saw the tipping point between traditional media like TV and digital media like search and banner ads. Banks may have lagged a little in adopting digital advertising, but 2017 was the year that banks may have actually spent too much of their budget on digital advertising. Don't get me wrong, digital ads have some advantages, one of which is attribution or measurability. And they're often very effective at converting prospect interest into action and purchase. The problem is that if a bank hasn't used visible traditional media like TV and billboards to create prospect awareness, the prospect will never reach the interest or purchase stage of the buyer's journey, and that negatively impacts sales. So looking ahead to 2018, we see four trends that are going to shape marketing in the banking industry: a deposit focus, sales and marketing partnership, traditional media comeback, and marketing analytics for growth. The industry began to feel the heat of rising deposit rates last year, but due to loan growth and liquidity requirements, the heat is going to turn to fire in 2018. The trifecta of rising interest rates, commercial loan growth, and more large banks going after deposits is going to make deposit growth the number one challenge this year. Many banks will resort to rate to attract those new dollars, but more banks are realizing that an attractive brand combined with superior client experience can attract new clients, like Apple does, without discounting anything. Pay the bills marketing, where marketing is held accountable for serving up hot prospects to the sales force, requires a much closer relationship between marketing and sales. Banks where this partnership works seamlessly, planning and executing campaigns together, are invariably the banks that are dominating new household growth in their markets. 2018 will be a pendulum shift back to the direction of traditional media like TV, print, and billboards. Some banks are realizing that they need to appear on big screens as well as small ones in order to drive the consumer through the top of the sales funnel with brand awareness before they can arrive at the bottom of the funnel and have the prospect purchase the product. I think you'll see a substantial shift back to these old standby media this year. And finally, analytics. Bank executives' focus on ROI has driven marketers to begin measuring results, then using data and insight to improve the campaign performance. Data exists now that can inform who you target to achieve your specific loan, deposit, or fee income objective. Then data inform how to go find those prospects and how to get the right message in front of them. Finally, data can help you measure how effectively you turn that message exposure into actual new consumer households and how much it costs.
You know, Mark, you brought up some really interesting points here, and I'd like to focus on, well, all of them really with a kind of a global question. And you've been at some large organizations and some community-based organizations, and when you look at these four strategies, this really requires a different level of marketing professional. As you work with your clients at Capital Performance Group and people say to you, Mark, what kind of person should I be hiring? What kind of marketing professional should I get on the rope? What should I be looking for? What do you tell them? Because these four things, while traditional media is certainly a marketing kind of a discipline, but these other three are sort of new to us. What are you telling people about who to hire, where to find them, and what skills to look for?
Sure. And it differs a little bit by size of organization, because the larger the organization, the more freedom they have to acquire specialists in analytics or specialists in media. But what we're seeing is that all of the traditional disciplines are still crucially important, but you need to layer on content creation, you need to layer on digital savvy, and you need to layer on analytical capability. So depending on the size of your staff, you may need to find somebody that has most of that in one person, or you may need to find specialists in those areas.
Well, that is an interesting challenge, because if you've got a bank that's even $1 billion, I've seen bank marketing departments in billion-dollar banks be one or two people. And one of the interesting things you said about last year was that digital was really ratcheted up a little bit. I've seen, I'd love your comment on this too, Mark, I've seen a lot of banks go out and actually hire a digital marketing specialist, somebody from just right out of college who's not afraid of digital, who really understands technology a little bit. What are you seeing in the clients you're working with in terms of people bringing a digital specialist onto the road?
Jack, we saw that occur several years ago, and the trend now is that you can't simply have a digital specialist sitting in a corner and accomplishing all the things that need to be accomplished. We're seeing a trend where every single member in a marketing department, even if it is only two or three people, needs to be digitally savvy.
And for people like you and I, who've been around this business for more than three decades, and me more than four, you know, you've got to teach old dogs new tricks. They've got to understand, because the buyer has changed so differently and so rapidly that it's absolutely critical for everybody in the marketing department to understand this if you're going to have an ROI. But you mentioned another thing that I'd like to kind of ask my last question about, and I know you have some wrap-up comments, but you talked about content. And I guess we could do hours and hours about content. It's out there. It's very different than it used to be, and it's almost overwhelming to people. So rather than talk about the importance of it, because I think we can both agree that it's critical, how to write it, and all of that, I'd like to ask you about where to put it. We get a lot of questions from banks saying, "Okay, great. I'm a commercial banker. I'd like to put some content out there into the marketplace, but I don't know where to go." What have you seen, if anything, Mark, in terms of the marketing department serving as a partner, where they might house content? Maybe they write it themselves, or they go out and find it, or they buy it, and they put it in a portal or a share drive. What are you seeing around that? And maybe you could talk about it in terms of what you're seeing for 2018.
Sure. Well, many institutions already have either CRM or marketing automation or both, and that is the logical place to store content and distribute content. But for the banks that are not fortunate enough to have that tool in place, then you're exactly right. You need to put in a share drive where the sales force has access to it, because it's one thing to create content, and you know that's probably a webinar in and of itself, but once you've created it, it needs to be used. It needs to be put in front of the right prospects and customers, and the sales force is likely to know at least as much, if not more, about what content would be interesting to what specific client. And so there needs to be a partnership between marketing and sales.
No doubt. And when you talk about content, and I know you need to wrap up, but you know, I follow you. I follow Mary Beth. You both have an amazing newsletter, and you have really great insights into what's going on, not only in marketing, but overall in banking. I follow Tony Hughes, Mike Kunkel, Bryn Tillman, Jill Conrath, and folks like that. I'm curious, Mark, who you look to as maybe an expert in marketing that you could point us to and say, you know what, you ought to be following this person or that person.
Sure. What I like to do is get out of the banking vertical and monitor what the industry in general is doing and what the advances are. So I like to follow eMarketer.com. I find that they have some very insightful stories as well as up-to-date news about what some large organizations are doing and what some smaller organizations are doing, particularly with digital marketing. Digital marketing is changing so rapidly, Jack, that you almost need to monitor it daily. And of course, some of our clients don't have the ability to do that. So that is why I try to do it on my LinkedIn page, so that my clients can simply go there and have one single place where they can get everything that they need to know with regard to marketing.
Well, Mark, you've been kind with your time, and we appreciate it. I know you have a few wrap-up comments. What are some final thoughts?
Sure. Community banks have a very strong value proposition for a large portion of the population. The challenge exists in reaching them with a compelling message and story, and then converting that prospect interest into a sale. And finally, consistently delivering a superior product made up of a multitude of digital and physical touches, including the few and far between personal interactions between two human beings, the only place where true connection can take place.
Well, Mark, you've been kind with your time. Y'all can find Mark Gibson at Capital Performance Group, mgibson at capitalperform.com. They're amazing people. Mark also does a lot of writing himself for ABA Marketing and some other publications. Mark, thanks for being with us today on 10 Minutes With.
Thank you so much, Jack.
I refer bankers to Capital Performance Group almost every week. This unique firm combines expertise in strategic planning, marketing, project management, and technical advisory services in a client-focused manner that everyone from the CEO to the newest manager can relate to. You can reach Mark at mgibson@capitalperform.com. Thanks for those 10 minutes, Mark.